You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. One of the ways African Americans have shared the pain and the pleasure of the Black experience is through music. Black artists have been an essential part of almost every genre of music. And joining us now to talk about some of the most influential artists is Jason Akeem Rogers. He is the conductor of the Atlanta African American orchestral group called Orchestra Noir. Thank you so much for joining us, Maestro.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Really a pleasure.
All right. So many artists, they not only use the recording studio to make hits, but also as a medium to kind of impact social change. I'm thinking about people like a woman who is on my wall at home, Nina Simone.
Oh, yeah.
So how did artists like Nina kind of fit into the movement?
It's very interesting. You know, Nina Simone, I have a close affinity to her, actually. You know, she started as a classical pianist. And, of course, that's my background, classical piano. That's how I, that's my first instrument, how I was introduced to music. She kind of felt compelled to go into, to partake in the civil rights movement. I mean, by, you know, what was happening. She felt to be conscious, you had to speak out, you had to do something. And she kind of resented the artists who didn't necessarily go fully in the civil rights music. She had a little bit of resentment for Motown and Diana Ross. She's seen their illustrious careers, but she made songs like To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, and she made songs that really spoke to the civil rights movement, and she often felt that it cost her career. She felt like she would have been happier had she just went the mainstream route and stayed with mainstream R&B and soul music.
I want to play one of her most popular songs dealing with activism. But before I do, I should mention that the title and lyrics may be offensive to some listeners. The song is called Mississippi Goddamn. It dealt with a number of social injustices that happened in Mississippi in the 1960s. Let's take a listen.
Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset, and Governor Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn.
So this song was not what many of her white fans wanted to hear. This song was released as a single. It was boycotted in certain southern states.
Yes.
Promotional copies of the song were smashed by a Carolina radio station, then returned to her record label because people did not want to hear that.
Yes.
And that brings up an important question. Do artists, do you think, have to make sacrifices in their musical career when they decide to focus on the politics?
Yeah, I really think so. When you're not going mainstream and you want to speak out and you want to talk about injustices, it's really at the sacrifice of your career most often. And a lot of artists shy away from it. Nina Simone, however, she did not. She expressed herself unapologetically. And yes, people wanted to hear songs like I Put a Spell on You, and they wanted to hear that the mainstream material. But she said, listen, we have a job to do. And artists who do so, yes, this could be mostly and frequently at the sacrifice of their career. Yes.
So Georgia was at the epicenter of social activism and Black music with artists like James Brown, Little Richard. But also someone that a lot of us don't know a lot about, Ma Rainey.
Yes.
Tell us about Ma Rainey.
You can't talk about the musical contributions of African Americans without talking about the blues. But you can't talk about the blues without talking about Ma Rainey, the mother of blues. So, I mean, just a huge character, a huge figure. She spent out hundreds of blues tunes. She had, you know, a tune for a blues topic for everything. I mean, she even wrote Titanic Man Blues, one of her songs talking about the Titanic. She was definitely a major figure.
So Black artists have not just made contributions to R&B, to jazz, the blues, rock and roll, but also classical music.
Yes.
We've heard about Francis Frank B. Johnson, a Philadelphia band leader, who was perhaps the most popular Black composer in the pre-Civil War United States. Back in 1819, we've heard about the Negro Philharmonic Society founded in New Orleans long before the Civil War. And then we have heard about Orchestra Noir.
Yes. It's great being, for myself, being part of that the lineage of Black classical musicians. You know, one of my favorites growing up was Andre Watts, Black classical pianist. I mean, I would go to the hall in Philadelphia and watch him play with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and I mean, just huge influence on me. Yes, Black musicians have existed in classical music for a long time.
What are you doing to share the African American experience, and what do you want your legacy to be?
I want to be somebody who moves the lines and erases the lines in music and bridge it all together. I mean, I have, my background is so diverse. I play blues, I play jazz, I gospel, classical. And, you know, I hope to create musical institutions and musical developments and projects that will show up that diversity to destroy those lines and boundaries and say, hey, I can put on a classical music concert and I can give you Aretha Franklin. I can give you Belle Biv DeVoe. I can give you, you know, all of those James Brown. And we can give you Beethoven. We can give you Brahms. And that's what Orchestra Noir is, you know. So I hope that to be my legacy.
I've been speaking with Jason Akeem Rogers. He is a conductor of the all-Black orchestral group Orchestra Noir.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
So this is the third part of our Black History Month series, and you can find this discussion along with all of our other conversations at gpbnews.org.